Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I get back to it coming out of that quick break, it is CTL time here on your favorite travel radio show. Today, that C, well, it could stand for Carrie, as anytime we can add another Carrie to the program, folks, we will. Our Chief Travel Leader conversation about to happen is sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel like we do, but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, we recommend you go guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, and that means you get to enjoy your destination without the stress of making all those travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country, or you can explore many different destinations around the globe. Whatever you decide, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations. You got great dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time just to go do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com this week and save 20% off travel in North America or Europe, or you can always find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, as Robert alluded to with Carrie, Kevin Carey took on the leadership role previously held by show friend Chip Rogers earlier this year. Kevin's serving as the interim CEO with the American Hotel and Lodging Association. We could probably devote the entire 2 hours of this show each week to the hospitality sector of travel. That's how big it is. There are a number of pressing things happening out there that we want to share with you, so off to connect with Kevin we go via the show hotline.
Kevin, great to have another Carrie on the program today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Delighted to join you. It's always great to be with three Carries.
Yes, it is. Exactly right. You know, anything better than two is a three. So here we go. Mary and I, listen, we live here in the New York City area. We are no fan of the political leaders running the city or the state. The continued destruction of our once great city is very frustrating for us to watch and experience. Now the city council has decided to spread the misery to the hotel and tourism industry. Thankfully, you and the AHLA team and others are fighting hard to stop it. This is a major attack on small businesses, hotel owners, workers, obviously travelers as well. I'm going to let you get into the specifics, Kevin, but for our listeners tuned in across the country who maybe aren't aware of this bill, it essentially says hotels must directly employ their workers. They can't subcontract to staffing companies for housekeeping or operational roles, security, and other jobs. So you just had a major rally here in New York a week ago that was well attended. Share your position and explain what's going on.
You know, Robert, you hit the nail on the head. I'm bringing you on all our next meetings. For New York City, the hotel industry is an economic powerhouse, and what it represents in terms of economic activity, tax revenues for New York City, the 42,000 jobs it creates, as well as the close to 260,000 people who are dependent upon this industry and who are employed by it. All of this is being put at risk by an ill-conceived bill that was advanced without any industry consultation at all. And the city council is rushing headlong to advance this bill that is bad for everyone. It's bad for the hotel industry. It's bad for workers. You pointed out the impact on small businesses and subcontractors, the majority of whom are women in minority-owned businesses. And this is bad for consumers as well. So we've been very active and vigorously opposing this legislation and working to educate members of the city council and encouraging the city council leadership and the mayor to abandon this effort.
And I think, you know, what's so upsetting here is hotels, first of all, can't afford staffing mandates. I think if they could, they would. And running hotels in major cities like New York is a big deal. And these other companies that are going to be put out of business who've been staffing hotels for years, that model works in New York City. And I think if something passes like this in New York City, Kevin, there's a danger it could pass in other major cities.
Well, other big certain cities,
right?
that lean left, it's going to, absolutely.
You're absolutely right. The hotel industry is an iconic part of New York City's past and its future, and why put that at risk? And this industry, as you pointed out, is incredibly complex in terms of the diversity and differential of ownership types. Subcontracting is a legitimate part of the business model and one that owners need the flexibility to employ given the challenging environment that the industry and owners in particular are facing. And the people who depend on this industry, who drive the industry and create the experiences for guests, why put all that at risk when if this is a safety issue, as the bill sponsors have portrayed, this industry is a leader on advancing initiatives that really are paramount in terms of an importance perspective around both guests and worker safety.
You know, we could probably spend the rest of the show on this segment, but I do want to get to resort fees. I'm personally passionate about those. This happens to be bipartisan. Anytime something bipartisan happens, it's good for our country. Speaker Johnson was able to pass legislation in the House. It's now sitting in the Senate waiting. Hopefully it's going to be brought to a vote. And this is the Hotel Fees Transparency Act. If passed by both the House and Senate and signed by Joe Biden, it is going to create a more transparent booking process for travelers when it comes to fees, especially when it comes to folks who engage with short-term rentals and OTAs. Hopefully it would create a more balanced playing field with hotels as well. So what can you share with our listeners about this, Kevin?
Yeah, your observation, Mary, is great to hear. A bipartisan approach. Isn't that music to our ears? So certainly we were delighted to see the House of Representatives advance and pass the bill. We're in active dialogue with the Senate leadership to move forward and to pass their version of the bill with the goal of getting a final bill passed by the Congress. And this is common sense. And this is good for consumers to have that transparency of fees. This is something the industry is fully on board with and supportive of. And many of our largest member companies have already made those moves. So having a national framework, that transparency, again, this is good for consumers, and the industry is pleased to support this with 100% support.
Well, we applaud as well. It's common sense. So, you know, Mary mentioned in your intro that your predecessor, Chip Rogers, was on this show frequently. Actually, I looked before 10 times, in fact, dating back to 2020, including our live February 24th broadcast earlier this year. So since this is our chief travel leader conversation, you've been part of the AHLA team, I think, dating back to mid-2017 or so now. I recall during a dinner we actually had with Chip in D.C. that he was going to try and connect us. But, you know, a good chunk of your career was working with American Express and American Express Global Business Travel in various executive roles. So I'd love to hear, what are some things you engaged in with American Express that you've brought to your various roles with the American Hotel and Lodging Association, Kevin?
Yeah, of note, I actually started my career at Amex as a summer intern, walked in there as a junior in college, blinked my eyes, and over 25 years had gone by. I started with the company in the communications and government affairs area before I transitioned over to leading a number of the business lines for the company. But one of the areas that I was consistently involved in over the course of my career at American Express was involvement in government affairs and representing the company with industry associations. So I know you've had my good friend Jeff Freeman on from U.S. Travel.
Sure.
I served on the executive committee at U.S. Travel, was part of the small team at Amex that helped to establish and stand up what is now the World Travel and Tourism Council. So involvement with industry associations was always something as a senior business leader. But even over some of the junior roles I had as my career ramped up, I saw the importance of industry and government advocacy in driving the business. And obviously American Express touches so many industry segments from travel to retail, et cetera. So that's always been a key feature of my career, and this was just a natural extension of that.
Kevin, before we end today, you have about a minute and a half. I'd love to know your update. Robert and I are certainly still seeing it in terms of staffing. Luxury market, a little bit better, but properties are still understaffed. What's your kind of update and status of the industry?
Yeah, and what frustrates us, frankly, is we're often paying a lot more. We're getting a lot
for
less.
What we're getting.
Right. So this industry continues to see a healthy demand profile. Certainly it can vary by geography or by industry segment, but the industry needs to attract a strong workforce for the future to meet the customer demand that we're seeing, and certainly the growth we see over time. So through both our efforts on an advocacy level with the federal government, whether it's H-2B visas, discussions around immigration reform, but also an area we haven't touched on, the powerful work that the AHLA Foundation does in encouraging people to come to this industry, given the mobility and terrific career paths that it represents. So you'll see us active on every front to work with our industry to ensure that we're attracting the talent that the industry needs today and in the future.
You know, I know we have a lot of people out there that listen in the industry, not just our listeners across the country on all of our radio stations, but there are actually, you know, a number of executives and people tied to travel that tune in. So, folks, one of the reasons that we really enjoy staying connected with Kevin and the team at the American Hotel and Lodging Association, really good work being done there. You mentioned Jeff Freeman as well and U.S. Travel, another organization. There are a number of them that we have on the program, but AHLA.com is the website, AHLA.com. I would encourage you to go check that out. Stay close to them. Kevin, really nice connecting with you today. Don't be a stranger. Your last name alone will always get you the pass go anytime on this show. So enjoy the weekend, okay?
You as well. We look forward to future conversations. Thank you for everything you do to highlight the industry.
Thank you, Kevin. Likewise. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kevin.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right. Well, nice to connect with Kevin, Mary, and folks. Listen, some of these important items that we're talking about, don't stay passive, right? You got to stay involved. You got to stay aware of what's going on. Otherwise, it's just going to wash over you, and they're going to be like, what happened? So as we head into this bottom of the hour break, we are going to discover America together next. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead this hour. RJ is here for the Open Road. He'll be coming up in hour two. We'll have the Personal Connection Museum Gallery, Right Stuff. They're all ahead. My point, a lot still to cover. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.